Hi guys, welcome to Our Reality. My name is Kent and I'm your host along with former Real Housewife of Orange County, Gina Keough. Today we have Jodi La Rosa on the show. She was a castmate with Gina back when Orange County Housewife started. Jo recently got engaged, so we can't wait to hear all the details. And stay tuned for later, where we talk to Jo about online dating and which dating apps Gina is on. Hey Jo, how are you?
Hey.
So what are you up to now? What's going on?
Well, I've been living in LA the last few years since I left the show, and I'm so happy to be here today.
So, Jo, you got engaged.
I did.
Congratulations.
Oh, yay, congrats.
And this was your guy that you had met doing COVID dating, right?
Yeah.
You guys talked by Zoom or by something for months, if I remember right.
Yeah. We were like dating over a screen for the first couple of months because of COVID. So nobody was seeing each other at the time. Back when all this started. So yeah. It's crazy.
And he seems like a lot of fun and exciting. And
yeah, he is a ball of energy like I am.
Nice.
I feel like that's
nice.
The same. And he's super creative, which is nice.
Nice.
Yeah.
So is there going to be wedding plans or is engagement good enough till COVID's over?
Yeah, no. So we are going to start wedding planning. We're hoping by like next year, maybe like February, March, April, like we set it for like end of February, but I feel like we're going to need a little bit more time.
It takes time. So
we haven't like set an official date, but we're just kind of talking about like tentative.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Any ideas where you want to go? You want to get married in Mexico or I've been to a couple destination weddings in Cabo and it's been super fun. You rent like a little house and you do everything at this cool little house. One of Colton's friends did that. It was really neat.
That's cute.
Yeah.
Because of like COVID and traveling and there's like some people that are okay with traveling and some that aren't. I think we're going to just keep it in LA or try to keep it in LA. We haven't really like started looking at destinations yet just because my family's in OC, his family's in San Diego.
So are you living in LA now?
Yeah, I've been here the whole time.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So still up here. And yeah, it's been great. It's been, nice to kind of still be up here, but it's been different just because I don't know the city, especially where we're at in LA when COVID hit, like everything shut down. So it was kind of like a ghost town for a while. But obviously now like things have been opening up.
Right. So what are you doing for work? Are you still doing your podcast?
So for Pop Candy, I ended up leaving a couple of months ago just to kind of focus on my YouTube channel for now, just because that got really busy for me. And
yeah, YouTube. I hear.
What's that?
Everybody says the YouTube channel is the way to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I really love that. I really love editing. And so that is really what I've been focused on and obviously still doing Instagram, on that end. So it's been fun.
Yeah. Good. Great. Yeah. I used to listen to Pop Candy all the time. I loved it, and I was so shocked to see you leave, but YouTube is a great thing to get into right now.
Pop Candy gave you your little experimental legs, but now you got to do the real thing. Yep.
Right.
Yeah. And don't get me wrong. Like, I think at some point, like I'd love to go back to the podcast world. It was just like for the rest of this year, I just really wanted to focus on like my YouTube channel and just trying to really grow that. But yeah, Crystal and I are still doing great. We still talk all the time. And I really felt like it was an opportunity for her too, to be able to like take over the show and like have her own thing too. And she's been really happy. I still listen to Pop Candy every week too. So yeah, it's been good for the both of us.
Nice.
Yeah. Gina, where I hadn't seen you in a while. I was curious, like where you were now. I was actually hoping we were going to do this in person because I wanted you.
That would have been fun. Yeah, I'm in Irvine. Sold my house. There was nothing that I wanted to buy. So I bought a house in Florida and I'm still looking for one here, but I'm going to wait for the prices to settle down a little bit.
Yeah. I want to come visit.
Anytime. 4 bedrooms.
Okay. hey, summer party at Gina's.
Okay. Yeah, I wish we could have done it in person. I'm in Florida, so I wouldn't have been able to be there.
Oh, I didn't realize that. Okay.
So when you both were on the show, when you first met, did you hit it off immediately or how did that go?
Gina and I?
Yeah.
I feel like we did.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah. I had met Slade before because he was in Title and I'm a realtor. And no, I loved her from the minute I met her. She's just so fun.
Yeah. I felt like a connection, especially because I was on I was the youngest one on the show. And Gina always took care of all of us in terms of the cast. Like she was kind of the mom of the group, which is kind of where Mama Gina came. Cause I would always go to her for advice and she'd obviously had all this experience in the entertainment industry. So it was just really nice to have someone to be able to go to for advice.
Those fashion sense. I love sweaters and short skirts. They were so cute.
Yeah.
I've never had really good fashion sense. Wow. It's fun to live vicariously through her.
We try. Mm-hmm.
So, Joe, what did your parents think about you going on the show and everything?
I think they didn't really know what it was that we were all getting into because back in that day, there really weren't a lot of reality shows out there.
Right.
I feel like it was really Real World and what else was that? Laguna Beach, I think, was another one. Road Rules. Those were kind of the early shows back then. I don't think any of us really knew what we were getting into because reality TV hadn't really had its prime, if you will, the way that there's 1,000 shows now for reality.
Yeah.
Do you get recognized still now that your hair is a little shorter and...
Yeah, it's really crazy. I still do. And I feel like obviously it's because Bravo reruns, anytime the first.
I heard they're doing another BravoCon in I don't know if it's this year or next year.
Yeah, I think I read somewhere BravoCon this year got canceled for 2021 and they moved it to 2022.
Oh, okay.
So
my feelings were hurt. It's they didn't invite me this year.
I'm sure they'll invite you next year for the next one.
Yeah. I think just with everything happening, they, I guess, shut it down for the show. I don't really know.
I haven't been in New York yet, but my friends went there and they said it was kind of open and people wore their masks a little bit, walk into their tables, sort of just like us. What's it like in LA with COVID?
Now it's been a lot better. Obviously, restaurants are open, gyms are open, everything like that. But they're passing a new mandate where if you go to an LA bar or a restaurant, you're going to have to show your vaccine card before you walk in because the Delta variant up here in LA, it's really bad, in the city because we're so much more populated, I guess. So that's.
So did you get the vaccine?
I did.
Okay.
Yeah, I did. Too. Mm-hmm. So,
worth getting sick.
Yeah, right. I haven't turned into an alien or anything yet.
No, I've heard a ton about the skeptics and everything, people who think it's gonna turn you crazy or something. And I got it, and there's no side effects for me. It was fine 2 days after. So,
I was totally fine too.
Yeah. So what projects do you have in the works for social media and YouTube right now?
So right now since I just got engaged, that's mainly been, I'm starting a new series on my YouTube channel where Taryn and I, my now fiance, it's so weird to say I'm still practicing saying fiance instead of boyfriend. We're going to start doing all the wedding planning, but we thought it would be fun to take our audience on that journey with us. So we're going to be showing the whole wedding planning process, visiting venues and looking for dresses. And then that's really fun because we feel like everyone can kind of watch the craziness that happens of wedding planning.
Yeah. That's
exciting. I hope you don't turn into Bridezilla.
I was just going to say, I think I'm going to be a chill bride. I don't know if I'm going to be Bridezilla, but you never know until you actually start planning. And you know, it's been really crazy. I've been engaged twice now. Third time's a charm. I always joke, but I've never actually gotten to the wedding planning stage. I've never tried on dresses. I've never even taken engagement pictures. Like I never got to that point. Right. So I feel like this is the first time that I'm actually going to be able to like go through the entire wedding planning process. I've never even tried cake before.
Ooh, I like cake now. I'm hungry.
Yeah.
Let's see. So real estate's going really well for me. Shane got his license. He's doing real estate in Florida with Kyle Bosworth, Cara's husband.
Aww.
Got his license. So he's doing real estate and covers for me when I'm traveling, as I've been a traveling fool lately. So work's great. Colton's doing open now because I'm here with you guys.
Aww.
And it's good on my end.
Aww.
Not dating. No.
No.
I do that swipey thing and then I never even look back to see if they respond. Yes, I
the swipey thing. Wait, what dating app are you on? Hinge?
Hinge and Bumble.
Look at you, Gina. That's where I met Taryn, was Hinge.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. That's cool.
There's hope, I promise.
All right. Yeah, you guys look so together.
Yeah. Ooh, can I, you know what? The next time we're together, I should go through your profile. I want to see this profile. Look through all your matches for you and be like, yes, no, yes, no.
That'd be so funny. Oh my gosh.
I had a guy, he said, get your phone. One of my friends who's single. And he's like, I just found like 5 dates. Why can't you find one? It's like, just look at these guys. And I show him the pictures. He's like, no.
Oh my gosh, Gina, you and I should do a video for my YouTube where I'm like, it'll be like a helping Gina, like setting Gina up on her Hinge profile. Because I've actually seen these YouTube videos where like the YouTuber has a friend on their channel and like helps them, like, you know, if the pictures aren't, you know, if the pictures could be better on the profile, or like if we needed to change your like questions on Hinge. Or like just even looking through like the types of guys you're matching with type thing.
Yeah.
Really,
yeah, I think everyone would find that so interesting.
I think so too.
If you don't look like your picture when I meet you, you're going to have to buy me drinks until you do.
Oh my gosh. That would actually be really fun. Would you be down, Gina?
Of course.
Not to put you on the spot, but I think that'd be fun.
Yeah, that would be fun.
You know, a lot of people get intimidated by me, and people used to think I was bossy and always had to have my own way, but I go out with a guy and he's like, do you want to split something? And it's like, sure. What do you want to split? Whatever you want. I'm so easy at this point in my life. I don't care.
Yeah.
But like it, I won't eat it.
I always thought you were easy whenever we hung out.
Don't call me easy.
Like, not that kind of easy, but you're very...
Like, it's all right to have sex on the third date. If by the third date, can you even say each other's last name? I mean, come on.
I've always thought Gina was very go with the flow. So,
yeah. You know what? About late Frankie.
Oh.
Remember they lived with after you guys broke up?
Frankie,
the interior designer, Frankie Joseph.
Oh, yeah. What about him?
I was thinking about him so much the other day. I guess he was posting on Facebook more than normal. He's so skinny. He looks so good.
Oh. I actually still keep in touch with him over social media.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I just haven't seen him in years and years. This COVID's, I haven't seen a lot of my friends, you know?
Yeah, I haven't either.
Just like spending time with family and the most important people in your life.
Yeah. No, that's great. I love that.
Sorry, I look like a wreck. I was at the funeral of my housekeeper of 30 years' father, and she had like 20 sisters, and 2 of them tried to launch themselves on the casket screaming. It's like, what the frick?
Horrible.
Oh my gosh.
Like, I knew Spanish people funerals way more seriously, but you, come on, seriously? I could hear the priest over one of them screaming. It's like, bring them back. Gosh. Give her some tequila. Next time, oh, I'm definitely bringing tequila or vodka or something. There was like 4 people that needed to be calmed down.
Wow. You don't look like a wreck,
Gina. It's my birthday. I'm going to see a concert on Lake Mission Viejo tonight, I think.
Wait, today is your birthday?
Happy birthday.
Today's my birthday.
Oh my gosh. Happy birthday. How did I miss that memo?
I don't know. I missed the memo too, so I'm going to still say the same age.
I'm forever 27. So September 18th, that means you're a Virgo baby like me.
Yeah, when's your birthday?
September 3rd. I just had mine.
Oh. How old are you now?
20? I just turned 41.
No way. No way.
I know. It's crazy. So, we're going to say.
Maybe you guys should go the route of some of my other friends. Have a baby, then get married. You got to have one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really enjoy watching Gretchen and Slade in their videos with the baby.
No.
They have a lot of fun with her.
I'm sure.
Yeah. And you,
so do you think you're going to have kids, Joe, with Taryn?
I mean, I hope so. I would love that. I know he would like that as well. But I know people nowadays are having kids a lot older these days.
Oh, yeah. You
know?
Yeah. So I had my at 40, I think.
Yeah. So
yeah,
I would love that one day. I feel like you're never really ready, though. Like, I'm still not ready.
It's a whole learning curve. Yeah. But you can do it.
Yep.
So where did Taryn propose?
Oh, yeah.
Back to the engagement.
Where what?
Where did Taryn propose?
Oh, my gosh. On the rooftop of my building. So it was really amazing. So I didn't realize he had actually been filming for my YouTube channel the entire like process of planning and the actual night and like everything. So he had been like documenting it like over a week. It's crazy. And then he put together a video for me, like, and it's really cool because now we have it as like a memory. I'll have to send it to you guys, but it's on my channel right now. But he ended up like, there was so many people involved. I can't even tell you that like tricked me into thinking I was going to Magic Castle for dinner, but then ends up that I wasn't. And he ends up taking me to the rooftop and all of a sudden there's all these lights. And he wrote me a song that he performed before he proposed called Become My Wife.
Oh.
It was really sweet. And then we went back downstairs to do like, you know, the reaction of the proposal. And I didn't realize that was a decoy in itself because the whole time upstairs, they were moving everything to get ready for a surprise engagement party.
Nice.
So we go right back upstairs and all of a sudden I got surprised with like all of our friends and family, you know, up on the roof. So anyway, he captured all of this. It was really sweet. I'll have to send you the video.
Oh, that's cool. What is your YouTube site?
So it's just my name, Joe De La Rosa. So if you guys go on YouTube and just type it in,
okay.
It'll pop right up. Yeah. Nice. So
check that out.
Yeah, videos on there and it's really sweet. I think I cry every time still to this day when I watch it. Cause yeah, it's just cool to have that memory. So
very nice.
Yeah. It was very Hollywood for sure.
So, who else from Real Housewives do you stay in contact with today?
I still talk to Alexis Bellino, over social. Lori, we keep in touch over social. Ashley Zarlin, Lori's, daughter, Shane, occasionally I'll, DM and Cara as well, just to see how everyone's doing. I've talked to Colton a couple times on DM too. So I feel like it's like the kids, cause they were closer in age to me when I started. And then obviously Gina, and everyone. So it's kind of nice. I feel like once in the family, always in the family.
Yeah. That's great.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Are you watching any Housewives at all? I'm kind of curious to see the newest Housewives bunch.
No,
without.
Yeah. And no, so I haven't, lately, but I think I want to watch this new season. Cause I hear it's gotten really juicy.
OC.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited to watch it. I loved Heather Dubrow when she was on, so I'm excited to see her back on the show. And she never showed her house on the end of when she left, and she built a house, so I'm excited to see that too.
When's the new season start? Do you know?
I'm not sure. I think they're already filming it.
Yeah, like, okay.
They're filming right now, so.
Yeah, I'm excited to start watching again.
Yeah.
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 So have you watched any of Beverly Hills with Erica Jane and all that?
I haven't, but I did see the documentary on Netflix about her and her hubby and everything that went down.
Yeah. We just talked with Dana from The Housewife and The Hustler. Dana Wilkie. She was in it. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So she told us a lot about that. I watched it. It was really interesting. And it's horrible, though.
Hustler?
What was that?
Is that what, did Joe watch The Housewife and The Hustler?
I didn't, no.
Oh,
which one did you see, Joe?
It was just a net. Oh, wait, is that the one? I don't remember the name, but it was
Hulu, I think.
Oh, was it Hulu? Okay. It was one of those streaming apps with Erica and her husband. And like, it's just a documentary on, is that what it's called? Housewife and the Hustler?
Housewife and the Hustler. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
It had Daniel Schaub and Dana Wilkie in it. And they just kind of went over everything. And then they got the victims on there, which it was so sad to see all of that. Like the stories, it's crazy.
Yeah.
How they play with all this.
I think it's insane. Wait, do you think Erica knew or no? Do you think the verdict's still out?
No, no, I think so. Yeah, I'm not sure.
I'm like, that's so crazy.
Wife, your husband does at work.
Yeah.
Seriously. You know, you just know he makes a lot of money and has a lot of money. He was a lot older than her, huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So but she might have known then.
Yeah, it's so crazy. So my heart goes out to her and to them for this. I mean, to her specifically for the situation. So.
Right.
And it's so hard on the families.
Yeah.
I feel bad for her, but I don't know why she would go back on the show, you know, the next season. I feel like she's really quiet here.
It's her only job, right?
That's true.
Also, yeah. I feel like I would need like redemption too, like to kind of be able to like just redeem myself. Not that she was like guilty or anything, but just for like people to kind of hear her side.
Right.
If she comes back on the show to be able to continue telling that story.
Yeah.
On the show. Because he'll still be in trial. She won't be able to say anything about it.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't mention it at all. The attorney for him would kill her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, true. Right. Mm-hmm.
Oh. Okay. What else do you want to talk about, Joe?
When are you coming to LA to visit me?
I would love to go to LA. Up there and go to lunch and.
Yeah. I was going to ask, when's the last time you've been up here?
We had friends in town and they wanted to go to Pump. So it was before. Oh.
Okay. So it's been a while. We'll have to get you here then too.
I mean, there's so many great restaurants in Newport and stuff. So it's hard to drive because then you don't really want to have a martini and drive home.
Oh, that's true.
So I like to go during the day. So you just head home about 7 or 8 o'clock at night before the traffic gets nuts.
Yeah.
After traffic, but before the drunks are on the road. Do you guys get down here to see your mom all the time?
Not as much as I should. That drive, it's like an hour and a half drive for me.
She's still in Mission?
Yeah, she's in Mission Viejo still. So it kind of takes a little bit of time. Just traffic is always bad. COVID or no COVID. Like it's just always awful.
Are you in Hollywood?
I'm still in Hollywood. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's just such a grind on the 101 to like get anywhere. So I talk to her a lot, like every couple of days, but I definitely stay in my bubble unless it's like a birthday or like Mother's Day or like a holiday, then I'll come down. I really should come down more. But
yeah, good.
Yeah. Wait, so Gina, how have you liked doing the whole podcast thing now?
You know, it's been really a struggle for me because everybody was in town and then I was traveling and it's hard. It's hard getting used to. I think I'd like the YouTube better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or that more.
Took a few weeks off and then resumed what we were doing because Gina had come up, so and we were both busy, so but now we're back on it and we have a bunch of fun guests coming on, so it's great.
That's awesome.
We have a fun guest with the closet.
Teresa Romer.
Oh, okay. That's exciting.
1,000 square foot closet.
Oh my gosh, I could live in that.
I know. I'm living in a house that's 3,000 feet and I'm like, her closet was the size of this. She must have had a shoe room over here and another room. So,
oh my gosh, that's incredible. Wait, Jenna, you want to start a YouTube channel too?
I think so. Yeah.
Oh, that'd be super fun. I should bring, when I come down, I'll bring all, well, I would need to bring all my production equipment anyway.
Come down and show me how to do it because I have some friends who are just doing so well on it.
Yeah. Right?
You make a lot of money if you're good at it. It's great. Yeah.
Yeah.
Always send me stuff they want me to talk about. So,
right.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. You definitely get a lot of brands and opportunities. And now, you know, there's agents that will sign you if you're in social media, and then they help you also get brand deals. So,
I mean, Cara was doing it before the baby died, and she was really doing well. And then when the baby died, she just stopped everything and focused healing and being sad.
Yeah. So
she'll get back to it, but I think she's focused on writing her book. So,
wow. That's awesome. She's coming out with a book?
Yeah. I don't know what's it about. I asked you, you should write a book about me because you haven't lived to have anything really interesting going on. And she's like, you write your own book. It's like, I don't write well.
Right? That's incredible. Oh,
yeah.
Really cool. Wait, so Kent, what do you do out in Florida?
I'm actually 16, so I'm still in school. I was working a little bit at a marketing place, but I kind of stopped doing that. It was part-time. But now I'm just kind of focusing on the podcast, and I'm so busy with meetings, like meeting with sponsors and different stuff right now. So it's just crazy. And it keeps me busy. And I'm doing virtual school this year. So
that's awesome. How did you and Gina meet?
I reached out to Gina to get her on Dana's podcast and a couple other things. And then we just got close quick, and then we decided to do a podcast together. So it worked out really great.
Yeah.
Oh, that's super fun. I know when I saw your podcast, I was like, yeah, Gina, getting in the game.
So yeah, it's great.
I have this food I ordered called Freshly, where they drop it off at your house. It's so interesting. And it took 2 minutes. I do love that.
That's nice.
Yeah.
So is that one of those things that you cook? And
yeah.
It's like, it takes, oh, nice.
It's this really cool thing. I'll show you. See? So this chicken. And then Colton liked it so much, so he orders one for his dog. So his dog's one that actually costs more than mine.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh. Wait, is Colton living with you too, Gina?
He is. We both travel so much. He's going always to San Diego and Palm Springs to golf and do all this fun stuff. So
got it.
That's great.
That's super cool.
So what is Colton doing for work?
Real estate. Nice. Selling a lot of real estate. He's probably doing better than me at this time because all of his friends are buying houses. They're at that age, at 28 to 29 years old.
Right. That's great.
That's awesome. Do I need to get into real estate up here in LA, Gina?
I really think you'd do great at it with your personality. You were in title. You know everything about it. Although title's kind of nice too, especially if you're going to have kids. Because title, you get your weekends off. And you did title with Slade, didn't you? Isn't that how we originally met?
Originally I was in the mortgage industry doing like super jumbo loans for like Newport and stuff.
Right.
But eventually I did work for a title company because of him, because he introduced me. And I did that for a little while too.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When did you stop working in real estate and title and everything?
I think it was, around like right when I graduated from college. That was right, like the first couple of years, what I did. But that's actually how Slade and I met. He threw my graduation party. That's how young I was.
Oh my gosh.
So,
what was the age difference between you guys?
It was 15 years. I forget.
Okay.
Around there.
What about your fiance?
My fiance now is 35, so I am 6 years older. I bagged me a young one.
Nice. That's the way to do it.
Yeah, I always knew I was going to end up with somebody younger. I just had that feeling because I feel like guys my age, they're
boring. Yeah. And they fall asleep too early.
Yeah, that's what I said. Literally.
I know. Somebody set me up with a 60-year-old guy and it's like, seriously, dude falls asleep, even though he works out and all that, falls asleep at 8 o'clock at night on the couch.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. No. It was really hard to find age-wise, like guys my age that I was trying to go on a date with, like they just couldn't keep up. Were like, I wanted to go out. I wanted to go to a restaurant, like whatever. Like there's so much to do in LA and they just couldn't hang. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you guys, I have got to run because it's my birthday and my phone is going off the hook.
Yeah, go celebrate.
Well, thanks for coming on, Joe. Tell everyone your social so they can go find it.
Yeah, you guys can find me on Instagram and my YouTube channel. Well, my YouTube is just my name, Joe De La Rosa, and then you can find me on Instagram at Joe De La Rosa with two A's.
All right, perfect. We will catch up with you later.
Happy birthday, Gina. Go enjoy your night.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
All right. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Thank you all so much for listening in today. Make sure you go follow our Instagram so you don't miss a thing. It's at Our Reality Podcast. And don't forget to tune in next week for a fun Q&A with Gina and how to stay happy and healthy holistically with OC Housewife Peggy Tanis. Bye, guys.